Let us pray. I've drawn from and adapted a prayer written by a Year 11 student, Phoebe Hemsworth-Smith, in New South Wales, when writing my prayer today. Let's begin with a prayer of gratitude and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord God, our Father, for being with us today and for the chance to glorify you as a community, as a family, with prayer and songs of praise, and to celebrate and enliven our trust that you will always be there for us through life's storms. Let us give thanks for our congregation's outreach groups and for the ministry and leadership of Reverend David. We are grateful for the direction and inspiration to go beyond the walls of our church and carry out our Lord's work of discipleship. We give thanks and pray for the volunteers of our Refresh Shop, for our music programs, the volunteers of our music programs, as well as those who have done all the behind-the-scenes jobs that are sometimes less visible. For example, those involved in the facelift to the Refresh Shop, the community center, just to name a couple. We give thanks for all involved in our upcoming Artburst celebration of all things arty and creative. Be with us, O Lord. Strengthen us, O Lord, to lead with compassion, serve with humility, and trust in your discernment when the road ahead sometimes may be a bit difficult. We pray for those in positions of authority and responsibility. Let humility and integrity and empathy be the compass that guide them towards peace, justice, and protection. Grant all leaders the wisdom to see through the eyes of those they serve. Help them understand their joys and sorrows alike. We pray for all those who feel they have little or no power over their own lives. For example, those who are incarcerated for their political views, for those who have been silenced or who are yet to find the courage to raise their voices. Guide them, guide us, to find hope in the stars on the darkest nights and solidarity in their siblings across the world. May we encounter kindness in the most unlikely times and know that we are seen, heard, and loved. We pray for our world in this time of deep uncertainty and division. Help us to stay confident in the power of prayer. Help us find stability within ourselves with the belief that you are always there with us, at the helm, as our cornerstone, as we weather the storm. We pray for a world where at times division grows louder than understanding, and conflict obscures the path towards peace. O Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the people we meet in our daily lives, remind us of our shared humanity. Teach us to see beyond borders, beliefs, and differences, recognizing in one another the same dignity, worth, and longing for hope. We pray for each other as we walk alongside you as Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit in our respective journeys of faith. Help us to be a source of light to our neighbors who are lost in darkness and a voice to those who cannot speak. May our faith be reflected not only in our words, but through the way we care for one another and the world around us, regardless of who or where we are. Amen. Let us now say the prayer our Savior taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the times of trial, and from every evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.